Right. I just need to get my paycheck from Alexei, and then we can go to the festival.
Goody. I'll go in too. Maybe Mab is here.
Are you sure you wanted me to look in the spider-filled basement?
Merlitz? Are you okay, dear? What's wrong? Last time I saw someone with their face like that is when I was stealing their soul.
Say, Airy, how about you wait out here, and I get my paycheck and stuff?
Right. I'm sure whatever is in there, I will be able to handle it.
No, it's very bad, and I don't want to see what will happen. I'm willing to bribe you with anything you want in order to stall this event for as long as I possibly can. Just name it.
You know what I like about you, hon? I like how you're so honest, even when you're trying to be sneaky. It's so cute to see you try and hide something from me.
Well, she's happy. I guess that is one crisis averted, but for how long? I don't want to lie to her, but Dan is my friend, and I can't betray him. I need to speak to him and get his side of the story. But how can I do that without Airy catching on?
Hey, Merlitz! Guess what? I'm being plug convenient today.
Oh, hey, Mab. Have you seen Merlitz?
He said he needed to fight some war gerbils and stuff.
Oh, okay then.
This is great! Now I can talk to Dan. And I can trust Mab to keep Airy busy and happy with some sort of girl activity while I'm away doing this.
Since Merle isn't here, you got any embarrassing stories of him?
3 words, sorry. Christmas party photos.
This, I have to say.
A potion?
Yeah, I've been getting headaches the past few days. So the doctor said to take one every evening for a week. It's not so bad. They taste a bit like grape soda. Besides, it gives me an excuse to take the week off with some relaxation. And who knows? Maybe a romantic encounter or two.
Dan! I need you right now!
Ha! I knew she was just a cover. Pay up, Jairus.
Frig!
Gee, Merle. I never knew you had feelings like that for me.
What?
No! You're egotistical twit! I need to ask you a question!
Oh. Alrighty then. What can I help you with?
Okay, you see... it goes like this. There is... you know, Dan, it's really hard to talk to you when you are bleeding all over the floor.
Well, aren't we Mr. Picky today?
Okay, have you ever, in any of your adventures, encountered and slain a succubus named Destania?
Destania. You know, that name is very familiar, though I can't quite place it. Is she kind of golden in color? Wears pink? Often seen lurking about in mazes with spirits?
That's Mrs. Pac-Man, Dan.
Oh, so it is. I don't suppose they would be related in any way, perchance.
Dan. My girlfriend thinks you killed someone very close to her, and so she wants to kill you. You're my friend, so...
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Yes, she's an ex-succubus, and she wants you dead for supposedly killing Destania. So have you...
Is she some kind of a dog?
What? No, she's a feline. A feline who wants you dead.
I see. You don't suppose she wouldn't mind hooking me up with some of her cute canine friends of hers, do you?
Oh no, not at all. I'm sure she wouldn't mind after she kills you.
You know, there is an old proverb that says, the love of a succubus shall only lead thee to heartache.
What?
Never mind. Just silly stuff. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I'll go ask some contacts if they can find some information on this Destania.
Thanks, Dan. I'll try to keep Airy off your back till then, although keep an eye out and try to avoid her if you can.
No problem.
That also includes you don't try to hit on her either, Dan.
Well, jeez. Talk about no fun. Not tonight, Pip. I've got a rather nasty headache.
Hey, baby. What's your sign?
Exit. Now how about you go and use it? Ugh, jerks. I swear, that has to be the second worst thing about being a succubus.
Second? What is the first?
Look out, miss. There's a bat in your hair.
I hope Dan can find some answers. In the meantime, I guess I have to keep Airy away from here. Maybe I can convince her to go on a beach trip or...
Oh, hi, Merlitz. Ariana is looking for you. If I knew you were going this way, I wouldn't have told her to go to Lost Lake.
Oh my gods!
You know something, Pip? Mullet seems very stressed out these days. You would think with all that running he does, he would be in good shape.
Mullet? Sorry, dear. I haven't seen Mullet for a few hours now. Perhaps if you ask one of the patrons, they might know.
Aw, thanks anyway. Well, darn. I wonder where he could be. And there's something odd about this place. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's some familiar feeling.
Ah! Hey, miss! There's a bat in your hair!
Grr! You uncultured idiot! I happen to be a succubus, you
I can't think of anything to say in this scenario.
Finally made it back to Lost Lake! I just hope I'm in time to prevent Dan and Aerie from meeting!
Hey, Marlis. I think I just found your girlfriend.
Wonderful. Perhaps you can now help me find the rest of my skull.
Harry! Wait! Stop!
What? Mopes? What are you doing here?
Hear me out for a second! You can't kill Dan! I know you're mad, but you have to relax and think this through before you do something rash that you might regret later.
Very true, thanks. You're right. I can't just kill Dan. Doing that would be too quick. What he deserves is a slow and moral torture. Now stand back while I learn.
Gee, thanks a ton, Merlitz.
Curses, he's too fast. I can't seem to get a hold of him. How does somebody come that quick and agile?
What's this? Is Wildy Sand trying to take on the master of the dance?
I never like violence. Doubly so when it's my friends who are fighting. So here's my proposition. Either you both quit fighting long enough to explain your reasons, or I will make you guys have a long time out.